Sometimes you don't know the mic is on. I don't watch the light. I usually get a warning. I'm talking about backpacks.
Are you ready?
No, not
mic's
ready.
Mic's on.
Thank you, Wanda. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, our next guest is a new sponsor on our show. And I wish I would have known what I know now for the enrollment period.
Yeah, you screwed up.
Well, but I didn't know.
You didn't know.
And I said, you know what? Open enrollment is coming up. We have got to find the best of the best. And we were able to do that with Florida Health Agency. We have Bill Cohn on the phone now. Bill, you got to help everybody.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. Great.
So, Bill, great. I was one of those people who didn't know what to do. And I know there's a lot of people out there like me. And if you miss this coming up enrollment period, you could have to go another year without health insurance. Am I right?
Can I tell you something? I don't even know why they set it up like that. So when is open enrollment now?
Great question. So there's two different open enrollments. For Medicare, open enrollment starts on October 15th, and it ends on December 7th.
And if you miss that, what happens?
Well, you're stuck with whatever you have right now, and if you have nothing,
you're stuck with nothing. SOL, basically. So what's the other open enrollment? You're talking about Medicaid?
No, there's an open enrollment for people that are under 65. Some people call that Obamacare. Some people call that Affordable Care Act. And that starts November 1st and ends on December 15th. So almost everybody in America has got to make choices one way or the other in the next couple months.
Exactly.
But so let me ask you something. So if you, aside from the Medicare, if you have the insurance, do you have to, if you don't tell them that you're going to renew, does it automatically roll over? I'm saying if you have Obamacare or anything like that, does it automatically just renew itself if you don't let them know whether or not you're changing the plan or, keeping it?
So on Obamacare side, the answer is yes, with a big caveat.
What's the caveat?
It changes over, but the IRS knows what your income is. They'll make adjustments, and all of a sudden, you'll be stuck with a plan that may cost several hundred dollars more, or the plan may have changed and your doctors aren't on it. So it's worth checking in any case and making sure the information is correct, especially if you get a subsidy.
Right.
Or if you've got doctors or medicines that you want to make sure are going to be on the plan. And in some areas, we've got a wide audience. There may be some new carriers and new plans to consider that you didn't have last year.
That could be less expensive.
That's correct.
Okay.
Or better benefits.
Okay.
So what is, Bill, what does Medicare cover?
Well, Medicare is a plan that covers hospitalization. It covers your doctor bills, your tests, and your labs. But there's different parts. Part A covers hospitals. Part B covers the doctor bills. There's a Part D that covers medicines. But that's not through the government. That's through private insurance companies. And there are gaps in each of those plans. So you may have significant out-of-pocket costs with just straight Medicare.
So basically, if you get Medicare, so, you hit a certain age, you're eligible for Medicare. And so it's still 65. If you hit 65, you're eligible for Medicare. So basically, you need a supplemental insurance policy as well, because Medicare does not cover everything, obviously.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
So if they came to you and spoke to you, can you recommend what you think would be the best plan for somebody, like a supplemental plan?
Well, CMS, which is the controlling government entity, doesn't allow us to use the word best, because really to use the word best, we'd have to use a rearview mirror, look in the rearview mirror, know what's coming, if you will, and be able to see. But what we do is we can make prudent recommendations.
I know, you just
from among those plans.
You know what you could do? Bill, you could just wink, wink. Yes, it's good. Yeah, wink, wink. This is a good one. Wink, wink. And I would know.
Right. Absolutely. So there's that. And there's different kinds of plans. Some are called supplement plans. Some of them are Medicare Advantage plans. And they serve very different audiences based on income, based on health, based on all different kinds of criteria. So it really is a very, very individual decision. And what's right for person A might not be correct at all for person B.
How do you make that determination, though? Based on medical needs,
based on your history, sometimes based on your family history, based on your income, and based on what you want in health insurance. For some people, health insurance is secondary to maybe certain dental benefits, which is more important to them for the next period of time.
I was going to ask you about dental benefits because it's really hard to get dental insurance. So does Medicare cover dental as well? I mean, obviously, as you get older, I mean, things start deteriorating and, you know, teeth and everything else. So does Medicare cover that, or you have to get like a supplemental plan for that?
So most or many Medicare Advantage plans do cover dental as part of their basic benefit. Medicare supplement plans, which are pure supplement plans, do not. And Medicare by itself does not.
Oh.
See, that's why people need to call you up. There is such an educational process. Like I said, because of myself not knowing, I have to wait till July of next year. I guess it's the plan B for the doctors.
General enrollment for B.
Yes. Now I do have the pharmaceutical, which is good. I mean, if I had to have surgery now, it's going to have to be out of my pocket.
That's correct.
That's a really scary factor because people are not aware of that. I don't know why we wouldn't have like at least 2 open enrollments. If somebody misses it, God forbid, not even thinking about it, or they figure, because you thought you'd have to wait till you're 65
right,
to actually do the plan, to, you know, enroll in the plan. So he wasn't even aware that there's a certain time frame involved, an enrollment period. I didn't know that. So I, you know, the fact that, you know, 65 years old, you went to go sign up and figured, okay, now I'm going to get health insurance. That wasn't the case.
No.
Right. So the right thing for people to do is to talk to a professional, whomever, at least 90 days before you turn 65. And that way you have a game plan in place and you know what you're going to do and when you need to do it.
So they need to call you. Tell people how they can reach you, to call your office.
Sure. My office, my direct line is 954-332-9768. And we're located in Lighthouse Point.
Okay. But they don't actually have to come to your office. They could speak to you over the phone. You can set something up with them and kind of walk them through the process of, because you had a difficult process applying for that. So you would help them through the Medicare, for them applying for the Medicare, and then also selecting the supplemental insurance. So you could help them through this whole entire process.
Absolutely.
You needed that.
And you know
why? Why did you find Bill prior to this? I'm telling you.
That's why I got Bill because I learned my lesson. And it's a very,
it's a costly one.
Costly one. But I found out, Bill, there's a lot of people like me out there.
I think you're right. I mean, we help quite a few people, and we're specific to the state of Florida. So we really try to focus and be experts in one thing and do it well.
And now, this is not just for Medicare. If somebody needs health insurance, you can help them there also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's correct.
For you, Bill. I'm so happy to hear that, because that's a big factor as well. A lot of people, you know, don't know what's available, especially now, you know, with the insurance and everything else. Is Obamacare still, you know, up and running? This Obamacare still going? People are not even aware of that. It's not fully gone. So you could walk them through the process. Let me just ask you something, because I know President Trump had said something about now some insurances cross state lines. Is that now, you know, something that is offered or not?
Interesting that you bring that up.
So I asked the best questions, Bill.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
So now, and this is very, very recent, there are certain professions, let's say dentists, doctors, real estate people, various professionals, if they're independent businesses, there are association plans that are now available here in the state of Florida.
What's offered to the radio hosts? I'm not a doctor, obviously. Okay. Is there anything offered to us, or like nothing? Gunnish, nothing.
I'd have to look that up. I don't often have lots of radio hosts call me.
I'm joking. I'm just saying.
So that, I understand.
Yeah.
But and those generally are PPO plans, so people like that because that means wide access to doctors.
Right.
And they're the only other real PPO plans that are offered right now come from Florida Blue, and they're quite expensive if you don't get assistance from the government.
Right. Right.
So it's the association plans may save people, if they qualify, hundreds, and in some cases over $1,000 a month.
That's a lot of money. Wow. So they could speak to you about that as well. That's great.
Absolutely.
Bill, give out your contact information because I'm sure plenty of people out there need your assistance, especially
and
now.
And Bill's going
to
be on with us every month, too.
I know. I love that. I think it's an important topic because everybody needs health care, and there's a lot of people that weren't even aware about these open enrollment periods. Give out your contact information.
Sure. Once again, my name is Bill Cohn. The company is Florida Health Agency. We're located, as I said, in Lighthouse Point. And my direct line is 954-332-9768.
And you have a website, too, don't you, Bill?
Yes, we do. It's www.floridahealthagency.com. And you can also find us on Google and Angie's List and Yelp. And you can see that we get lots of great reviews.
Yeah.
I did. That's why I won. And how did you get the name? No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's Florida Healthcare. And Bill
is Florida Health Agency.
He is so easy to work with. Give him a call because I'm telling you, don't be uneducated.
No,
like
I mean,
would.
Everybody is up to, you know, if you have insurance, most people have to re-enroll. I just found that out through my insurance. So listen, I'm sure a lot of people need, you know, some direction, some information. You got to give Bill a call. Thanks for coming on the show with us today.
We'll talk to you again.
Thanks.
Have a
great day. Soon. Take care. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back.
It's the Steve-O and Renee Show here on 880 The Biz.